The IVUS workflow for EVAR before endograft deployment is as follows. Step 1. Femoral access is obtained, typically on both sides. This can be a countdown, percutaneous access, or a mix of the two. Step 2. Wire is placed. A soft, floppy wire is placed into the descending thoracic aorta with an exchange catheter. Access wire is then exchanged for a 0.035 stiff wire. Step 3. IVUS catheter is prepared. The Visions PV 0.035 catheter is prepared by flushing the guide wire lumen and then wiping down the entire working length with sterile, heparinized normal saline. The catheter is connected to the Imaging System's Patient Interface Module, or PIM, to ensure it is imaging properly. Step 4. A landing zone is identified. Once the stiff wire is in place and the image intensifier is positioned and locked for optimal imaging during graft deployment, the IVUS catheter is placed over the wire of the chosen side and advanced. While advancing the staff, the site is marked just proximal to the iliac artery takeoff and the aortic bifurcation. The IVUS catheter is advanced through the aneurysm and into the descending thoracic aorta. The catheter is pulled back and the celiac SMA, left renal vein, and renal arteries are identified. Align the catheter with the vessel predetermined as the target landing zone, which may be the lowest renal artery. The marking catheter is in place, and lengths can be determined without injecting a large bolus of contrast. Step 5. The rep presses record as the physician slowly retracts the IVUS catheter. While the device is being prepped, the IVUS recording is checked for diameter measurements and any other areas of interest that might be seen from the IVUS perspective. The sixth and final step, size stent graft by using the IVUS measurements taken from the recording and live IVUS from the two previous steps to confirm the choice of device size. Always follow the stent graft manufacturer instructions for sizing.